Welcome, everyone. Today, we will explore trees in Python, using recursive structure to aggregate values, transform branches, and search for a path. From flat lists to branching structure. Last time, we treated lists as universal sequences, just a flat line of items you can walk through from start to finish. That was great for iteration, indexing, and simple accumulation. Today, we move from flat lists to a branching structure trees. One useful way to see a tree is as a nested list. A list that can contain smaller lists, and those can contain smaller lists, and so on. That idea is the closure property. The same kind of thing can contain more of itself.
So if a tree is like nested lists, do we process it by tracing a small example, like take the first element, then dive into the sublist, then come back out? I always get lost on when to stop. What is the base case again?
Exactly the right question. What is the base case? Our goal is to build recursive processing plans like count, map, and search. The pattern is, handle the simplest tree first, then for a bigger tree, do the same work on each subtree and combine the results. If you can say the base case clearly, the rest is just repeating the structure. Closure property. Lists can contain lists. Today is about a closure. Property lists can contain lists. When you look at a nested list like a tree, the leaves are the non-list items, the plan values that do not contain anything inside them. What is the base case?
So if I am tracing a small example, like a list with a number and then a sublist, the number is a leaf, right? And the base case is when I hit a leaf, but I sometimes forget to stop there.
Exactly. The branches are the sublists. You can think of each one as a subtree hanging off the main list. When you see a sublist, do not treat it like a single value. Treat it like a smaller version of the same problem. And again, what is the base case? This leads to the idea of tree recursion. Solve the problem by solving smaller subtrees and combining the results. So your steps are check for the base case at a leaf, otherwise recurse into each branch, each sublist, and put answers together. Tree recursion idea. Solve smaller subtrees. A simple tree ADT in Python. Today, we are building a simple tree ADT in Python. We will create trees using a constructor called tree, and it takes two parts, a label and a list of branches. Before we write any code, picture it. One value at the node, and then zero or more subtrees hanging off of it. What is the base case?
So the label is like the value stored at the node, and branches is the list of child trees. For using it, we call label of t to get the value, and branches of t to get the children, right? And is leaf of t checks if there are no branches, which is the base case. The base case is a leaf, a tree with a label and an empty branches list. I sometimes start tracing branches and forget to check is leaf first, but I see why that matters.
Exactly. And here is the key rule. Respect the abstraction barrier. Do not index into t directly, even if t is implemented with a list under the hood. Always use the selectors, label branches, and its leaf. So your code still works if we change the representation later. Alex, say it with me. What is the base case? Abstraction barrier. Do not index into t directly. Visualize the example tree. Let us visualize the example tree. Start at the root and label it 3. Before we go further, ask yourself, what is the base case, the point where we stop expanding? From that root, label 3, draw 2 children. Label the left child 1 and label the right child 2. Notice how we are building the structure. First, label 2nd, so the shape stays clear.
Okay, so under the node labeled 2, we add 2 leaves, and both of those leaves are labeled 1, right? And the node labeled 1 that is already a child of the root that is a base case, so it does not get any children.
Exactly. Under 2, draw 2 leaf nodes, each labeled 1, and yes, when you hit 1, that is the base case you stop. What is the base case? It is the leaf labeled 1, no further children. Counting leaves, the first classic tree recursion. Today, we are counting leaves, our first classic tree recursion. Before we do anything else, I will ask it the same way every time. What is the base case? If the tree is just a leaf, then the count is 1.
So, if I see a single node with no children, I return 1. I think I sometimes forget that and try to keep recursing, but there is nowhere to go.
Exactly. Now, for the recursive case, look at the branches. The number of leaves in the whole tree is the sum of the number of leaves in each branch, so we recurse on each child subtree and add the results. So predict what count underscore leaves of t does. It checks the base case. A leaf gives 1. Otherwise, it walks over the branches, and returns the sum of count underscore leaves on each branch. Alex, what is the base case? Predict count underscore leaves of t. Tree map. Transform every label, keep the shape. Today we are doing a tree map, transform every label, keep the shape. The idea is simple, take a function f and apply f to each node label. Before we touch any branches, ask yourself, what is the base case?
So we change the value stored at each node, but we do not rearrange anything, right? Like the left child stays the left child and we just map down the tree recursively. I always get unsure about what happens at an empty tree. Is that the base case?
Exactly. We rebuild the tree with the same branches and we do it recursively. The base case is the empty tree. It maps to empty. Otherwise, make a new node whose label is f of the old label and whose children are tree map of f on each subtree. Same structure, just transformed labels.
For the checkpoint, if we run tree map with lambda x, x plus 1 on a tree t, then the root label becomes the old root label plus 1, and every other node label also increases by 1, but the overall shape of t stays exactly the same.
Checkpoint. What is the root label after tree map of lambda x, x plus 1, applied to t? One recipe, three goals. Here is the general recipe. F of t equals combine of two things. First, the label of t, and second, the list you get by applying f to each branch b in branches of t. So we take the current node, we recurse on all the children, and then we combine the results. One recipe, three goals. When we recurse on a tree, we can use the same structure to do different jobs. We can aggregate meaning, return a single value, like the number of leaves. We can transform meaning, return a brand new tree, like a map that changes every label. Or we can search meaning, return evidence, like a path to what we found, or return none if it is not there. Transform. Return a new tree, for example, map. Search. Return evidence, for example, a path or none. And I will keep asking this every time. What is the base case for a leaf? If there are no branches, what should f return so that combine makes sense?
Alex, I think I get the combine idea, but I always mess up the leaf case. For a leaf, do we return something like an empty list for the branches part and then let combine handle it, or do we return the final answer right there?
Searching a tree. Find a path to a label. Before we run the algorithm, predict what path should we get for target 2 and what path should we get for target 1. Alex, trace a tiny example in your head, and as you do, keep asking yourself, what is the base case?
If the target is at the root, then the path is just empty, right? So for success at the root, we return that immediately. I sometimes forget that and start searching children anyway.
Good success at the root is the base case we stop. Otherwise, we make a recursive attempt. We try branches, left to right, and we return the first path we find. That is exactly why target one returns the left child path that branch is tried first. So the moment we find a match, we stop and do not keep searching other branches. Recursive attempt. Try branches left to right. Return the first path found.
And if we try the left branch and it fails, and then the right branch and it fails and nothing works, then we return none because no branch produced a path.
Failure. No branch works, therefore none. The Fibonacci tree. Recursion makes a tree of calls. This diagram is a Fibonacci tree, a picture of recursion making a whole tree of function calls. Each node is labeled with a Fibonacci value at that call, so the label tells you what fib of that n returns. Now focus on the shape. Every non-base call splits into two branches, one for n-1 and one for n-2. That repeated splitting is why the call tree grows so fast. And I'm going to ask it every time, what is the base case?
So if I trace a small example like n equals 5, I start at 5, then go to 4 and 3, then 3 and 2, and so on, but I sometimes forget where to stop. Is the base case when n is 1 or when n is 0, 2?
Good, you stop at the base cases, typically n equals 0 and n equals 1. Those are the leaves of the tree. For n equals 5, if you count all the leaves, you get 8 base case calls. And that leaf count is a quick way to see how much repeated work naive recursion is doing. Leaf count for n equals 5, 8 base cases. Exit ticket, predict, then justify. Exit ticket time. First practice, predict the output of find path of t, 1. Before you run anything, sketch the structure of t and trace what the function does step by step. Ask yourself at each step, what is the base case?
So I should try a tiny example in my head like start at t, look for 1 and follow the recursive calls. But I get stuck on what the function returns when it does not find 1 inch a branch. Is that where the base case comes in?
Exactly. And that leads to the reflection question. How did the base case control backtracking? When a branch hits the base case, it returns a clear signal, like an empty pass or a failure value. And that return value tells the previous call whether to keep searching or to stop and build the pass back up. What is the base case and what does it return?
I think I sometimes forget that part. If the base case returns the wrong thing, then the function might backtrack too early or never stop. So the base case is like the rule that decides, okay, this branch is done, now go back and try the next one, or start assembling the path.
Reflection. How did the base case control backtracking? Thanks for watching this. Subscribe to Thinking in Math channel for this and other interesting math topics. And we always welcome your feedbacks. Leave your questions and suggestions in the comments.